Tanya and Steve's Bits You May Have Missed.
Continuing our conversations we've been having this week on, what do we call it, the convenience of banking, the convenience of spending, including PayWave.
Well, we started Monday talking about how none of us opted into PayWave. It just appeared on our cards. And then we were taking calls from people, the amount of people that have actually had their cards stolen or lost, and then others gone on a shopping spree, just tapping, you know, hundreds of dollars under that $100 limit at each transaction.
And someone from a bank rang us too.
Yeah, and they said that the banks are great, that they reimburse everybody and it's no problem. But why do the banks do, why did they do it in the first place? Because we know they're not, you know, that angelic that they were just making it convenient for us. What do they get out of all of this? And they're obviously paying a lot of money back.
And we knew there was a man that could answer this for us.
Ross Greenwood, Channel 9 Finance Editor. G'day, Ross.
Tanya, Steve, good morning to you. Good to be with you.
You too.
What do they get out of it, meaning if the bank reimbursed, but what are they reimbursing with? What money, where does that slush fund come from, Ross?
Oh, no, that's out of their profits. That's out of their revenue. So if you have a look at the fraud statistics around the place, it's really quite significant, I've got to tell you. You know, there's literally millions of dollars. If you think about every, you know, sort of several thousand dollars that are actually transacted, there's a few cents lost just about everywhere. So say, for example, on all Australian cards and checks, this includes checks, it was in 2016, 28.9 cents in every $1,000 in 2016 was defrauded.
Wow.
Now, most of that, yeah, which is incredible. It's a large amount of money. Now, that literally comes straight out of the of the bank's profits. Now, if you're able to think about this domestically, the card-not-present problem is the biggest one. When somebody gets your details and basically go and use your credit card details when they don't have to deliver the card over the phone or something, well, the loss there, $175 million.
Jeez.
So it's big. And overseas, there's, it's even worse, $242 million is how much Australians lost to overseas scams where somebody's got details of your cards. So this is big stuff, and what it means is, yes, the banks do have to basically come good on all of this for people. So, you know, but they also understand that the reason why they give you the tap-and-go cards is simply because it's cheaper for them to make those transactions, even notwithstanding all of the fraud that's actually perpetrated upon those cards.
See, I was going to ask the question, is technology outdoing the banks, whereas we demand that now because other banks have got it, and if you were a bank that said we didn't want to do it due to lack of profits, then people wouldn't bank with them.
Yeah, well, that's exactly right. Now, you think about this. Think about the story that was out there earlier this week about automatic teller machines and how the banks over the weekend announced that they're going to do away with the $2 charge when you go to another bank's ATM. Now, you sat there on the front of that, and the banks, you know, put this out as a bit of spin as saying, this is about us listening to our customers, being nice to our customers, all that sort of stuff. And you sit there and think, okay, what's really behind this? What's really behind that is that the old-fashioned technology, which is the ATM, is going to disappear. And that's largely because of the amount of tap-and-go facilities that are out there. In other words, people aren't going to the ATM anytime, you know, anywhere near as much as what they previously were. So the banks previously made about $500 million by charging you to go to a different bank's ATM. What they're going to do, however, is get rid of that charge. But my belief is that all the banks will either come together or they'll start to reduce the number of ATMs that are out there simply because they realise that people aren't going to the ATMs as much as what they previously were. And so as a result, the tap and go or using, say, Apple Pay or Samsung Pay on your phone, that's the way that people are going to pay in the future.
Well, how long do you think it will be before we become completely a cashless society?
I don't think we will ever become a cashless society. Now, the odd part about this, if you have a look at the Reserve Bank, they've recently issued a new $10 note, you might be aware, previously a new $5 note. Now, the strange thing about our use of cash is that we're actually, there's more cash in circulation. But the strange thing is, most of the cash that's in circulation is in $150 notes. So in other words, people are actually hoarding the $100 notes, hoarding the $50 notes, but we're using less fives, tens and twenties. That's where the small transactions, the PayWave transactions, the Apple Pay transactions, that's where they come into it. But for some strange reason, Australians still like to hold the big denomination banknotes, And more of those have been issued over a period of time.
That's weird.
It is strange, isn't it? Mm. Hey, while we've got you here, Ross, the turnaround with banks these days, I went into a Suncorp in Brisbane recently, and honestly, they were falling over to help me. Like, they're really going back to that personal service, aren't they?
Yep, and look, that is the big difference for smaller banks trying to take on the big four banks, is that they realise that they've got to walk up to you, that's got to be a person, and this is the point of difference. Whereas, you know, if you like, the old days of doing it yourself and, or you know, the internet banking and so forth, that's very convenient, there's no doubt. But if you actually go into a bank branch, and there's fewer of them around these days, you actually want someone to come up and say, can I help you? Is there anything I can do for you? By the way, have you thought about this or that or whatever it might be? And I think that's that personal touch, the personal service, that in particular the regional banks, you know, like the, the Suncorps or, Bendigo and Adelaide Banks, another one, that's where they get their point of difference and where customers really do feel like they're being treated like old-fashioned customers again.
Mm. All right. Thank you, Ross. Just quickly, do you use Apple Pay Wave? I'm just curious, the guru of finance, do you use it?
100%. Why wouldn't you? It's so convenient. I mean, I know people get worried about security and stuff, but for goodness sakes, convenience significantly outweighs it. So, yeah, absolutely.
All right.
Mm.
Right, we might get on board now, Steve. Yeah, thank you, Ross. Really appreciate
your
time.
No problem.
I'd only do it if Ross was with me.
I know.
Too scared.
I am. I can't do it.
Not yet.
For more tenure and Steve, head to kofm.com.au.